It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
You guys get bored by baseball. Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So I'm sorry that you've been probably asked this before, but what for you, what is the biggest memory that you have with your grandfather going through the Seinfeld experience? And
I never talked to him about it. I didn't know he was on Seinfeld until like I was probably in my like when I was like a teenager. Yeah.
How did you find out?
I think either I looked him up on IMDb and went like, what the hell, mom? Like, he was on this show? Or my mom told me or something like that. Yeah.
So
he never like openly like talked about it. Like, yeah.
So when you watch Seinfeld?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. But
I've seen the episodes he's been in. Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
Then you're like, oh my goodness, my grandfather's.
Yeah. That was. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, because Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah.
And obviously it's like Larry David. So knowing that Warren got to work with him and stuff, it's pretty cool.
So did in hindsight, like again, Curb Your Enthusiasm, awesome. I have to ask you, okay, you've seen Seinfeld, you've seen Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is the question everyone have. Which one are you taking?
I take Curb because... Curb's always cool to me because they filmed it like in my neighborhood.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they'd film it around Santa Monica, Brentwood, Pacific Palisades, like all around LA. So like I'd recognize so many of the sets. I don't think I ever saw them filming. I never caught any of that. But it's like so many driving scenes are on San Vicente Boulevard, which is like the main street, the first main street I take to get to high school in the morning. So like, it was always just like cool to me because the show's hilarious. Larry David's hilarious. And it's like set where I lived. So it's pretty cool.
Cliche question. What was your favorite? Do you have a favorite episode?
I can't think of one off the top of my head because I haven't watched it in so long. Like I watched the last season, which was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then it's been a couple years and then I'm going to start watching the new season. Because it's all done. It's wrapped up now.
It's all done.
So I'm going to probably binge that in like a 2-day period.
What is, when you're talking about, when you see a scene, like what is the thing? What do you remember seeing? Like, oh man, that's cool that they drove by, like you said, your neighborhood or
remember
whatever.
You remember the episode, the jewelry store episode?
Yeah.
It was from an earlier season. It's this jewelry store on Wilshire Boulevard or Santa Monica Boulevard. And me and my friends used to go to a diner like all the time to get breakfast like on the weekends, which is like two doors down from that jewelry store.
Okay.
That episode I can remember. A lot of it's like from like settings. Yeah.
So one of the things about going back, now when you went back and watched Seinfeld, like again, because you sort of wasn't your sweet spot in age, but when you went back and watched it, did it hit, number one? And number two, like we're comparing a lot. Like Curb, you can get away with a lot more now. You can get away with a lot more, right? But did, when you watch Seinfeld, did it, for lack of a better term, keep your attention or relate to you? Even
not,
though it was like
not
the 90s.
So much. I remember I was like in the minor leagues and with my buddy, we were staying at like our host family's house, and I mentioned that my grandfather was on. He's like, "Oh dude, we should watch it, it's hilarious." I'm like, "Yeah, I've never really watched it."
Yeah.
So we like started with the pilot and we watched like probably like 5 or 6 episodes in the first season, and I was like, I love Curb, and it's the same type of humor, right?
Yeah.
But like sitcoms have never like appealed to me incredibly well. Like I, you know, Friends and shows like that, like Seinfeld, and I know Seinfeld's in its own category of like being genius, and I appreciate that, but at the same time, like it just didn't hit for me, like watching, going through the first season, watching it with my buddy. I was like, I wish I was watching Curb.
I can totally see that. I mean, yeah. First of all, Curb makes you like uncomfortable, which you can't really get too uncomfortable in sitcoms, you know?
Yeah.
But in the episodes that you did see your grandfather, like I know that you come from like family actors, but when you see your grandfather acting, do you like, oh, that's my grandfather, or that's my grandfather acting? You know, can you see bits of him in that? I know that's sort of, I've never had a grandfather or a relative who's acted in Seinfeld.
So. I always see the, if it's a family member, I see the person.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like all my mom's stuff. Like, my mom did this movie called Dead Heat, which is hilarious. It's like this like zombie movie from the early 90s or late 80s that's like super like cheesy. And I like couldn't get immersed in it at whatsoever watching that movie, you know, because I'm like watching my mom the whole time. There's like a scene where like she melts and turns into a zombie. And I'm just like laughing my ass off. Like, that's always how it is when I'm watching family.
All right.
Yeah. It'll be the same way. Like, I see my brother in his first role on TV. Like,
okay.
I'm going to just be like.
Oh, what's your. Do tell about your brother.
Yeah, he's an actor. I mean, he's like 5 years younger than me. And he went to. He finished up high school. He went to my high school. Finished up high school and went to a theater program in Wales.
Okay.
Royal Welsh Academy of Music and Drama. He did a 3-year program there. And the timing was a bit unfortunate because it finished up like right around like COVID hitting. So he came home. He was living with my parents. And then once things started to clear up, he moved out to L.A. You know, he has an agent, manager.
Oh, all right.
A ton of auditions.
All right, we're going to do a little IMD. His brand will never be hotter after this, so.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a very tough industry to break into.
Yeah.
But he's very talented.
Yeah.
You know, runs in the family. Yeah. So, he's doing his auditions, and, you know, eventually he's going to hit on one and then start moving up.
The last question, again, a cliche question, but who is the coolest in that industry with your mom and with your granddad? Is there a cool person you've met?
You know what's funny is the connection to the coolest person in the industry I met is not through... I met David Lynch.
Yeah.
Because my uncle worked with him.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. But I was like a baby. And I remember I thought he was like a wizard because I was like 4 years old and he has like this wispy hair and stuff. Yeah. But... I'd say the coolest connection is actually through my dad. I met Samuel L. Jackson because my dad used to play golf with Samuel L. Jackson all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, if I got to be honest with you, if you gave me top 10 people that I wouldn't want to play golf with, he might be in the top 10.
Yeah. My dad said that his personality on the golf course, just like what you see in the movies, like, you know, cursing and, you know, talking shit and things that. He was wonderful to me. I got a signed Mace Windu lightsaber from him, and
really?
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, man. All right, well, good stuff.